online at ShropshireLive.com. Shropshire Live News.
Hello, I'm Chris Pritchard, editor of Shropshire Live, and joining me is Anita, founder, managing director and producer of the Ludlow Fringe Festival, which begins this Saturday. Anita, you've got such a packed event. It's just unbelievable looking at some of the performers that are going to be on the bill.
Yes, it is, isn't it? I think it's going to be quite an interesting festival this year. I think we're going to be very, very busy. But yeah, really, really excited. It's all starting Saturday, and we're not nervous.
So it's 3 weeks of complete fun in Ludlow, and is this your 10th anniversary?
It is. It's our 10th festival. It's an independent festival, but 10 years since I started up the Fringe. So yeah. And very exciting.
A packed schedule of events. You've got, of course, Alistair McGowan, who's one of your patrons. He's going to be performing as well, isn't he?
Yes, he's on Saturday night at the St Lawrence's Church, which is a fantastic venue. We had him there last year, but obviously limited audiences because of COVID at the time. And it was very strange standing on a stage and looking at everybody with all their masks on as well. So this year, hopefully, there won't be too many masks in that environment. And I think it's going to be very exciting. So he's 7:30, but I would book tickets fast if anyone's thinking of it, because we've already had to put on an extra 100 because we did sell out. So that 100 will go quickly as well,
which is great. Now, the actual event, is it starting with the carnival? Are you bringing the carnival back for the first time in 15 years?
That's right. Yes, we've got the carnival. We're calling it an eco-carnival because we're rejecting all fossil fuels for it. So we've got horses and bicycles and foot power, and we've got a hydrogen-powered car coming from River Simple. So that's quite exciting as well. I can't say I've ever seen a hydrogen-powered car, but going to see one on Saturday,
which is really good. Hopefully we're going to get the weather, because it's quite nice at the moment, so it's going to be fantastic to be in Ludlow Town Centre and seeing this. It's going to be quite a spectacle, I imagine.
Oh my goodness, yeah. We've got we've been making some amazing huge puppets. We've got kingfisher and a heron, and I mean, these are enormous things, you know, so they're going to be lovely. They're going to be carried by lots of people, and the kids all around. We've been doing workshops for months with children. They're bringing making flowers and insects and animals and sea creatures, so all the children should be dressed up and bringing things as well that they've been making. It's going to be good.
And what time does the procession start, and where should I be standing to watch?
Anywhere up Corfe Street and up into the square from about 2:30. Well, it's 2:30 exactly. We will be leaving the brewery. So we will start processing up, and obviously that will take probably about 40 minutes to get up into the square, where Queen Victoria will be there to greet us underneath the butterfly arch. So there's going to be lots of things going on in the town square as well. We've got drumming there in the morning, African drumming. We've got the Ludlow concert band. There's going to be some of the local musicians playing from our trailer stage as well. It's going to be quite lovely. Lots of prizes as well for the best dressed and the best float and the best group of processors. So that'll be fun.
It'll be really good. Now, one of the other things I'm quite excited about is Macbeth being performed in the Inner Bailey at Ludlow Castle. What a setting!
And it's going to be incredible. This is a fabulous company, Flabbergast Theatre. I'd say it's going to be like Macbeth. You've never seen it before. It's really moving, really exciting, and it's really gritty. We did have them here last year, but of course we couldn't have them in Ludlow. We were at Stokesay Court last year, which is a fantastic setting, but we were quite limited to how many people we could have in our audience in the courtyard at Stokesay Court. And so this year we said, please do bring it back, because not enough people saw it last year. It really is one of the best productions I've ever seen. So you know, that's, yeah, I've seen a lot of Shakespeare and I absolutely love this one. Do buy tickets, you know, come along and see that. It's going to be in the outdoor setting of, it's in the Inner Bailey as well. So we've put on Shakespeare a few times over the past few years, or several times, but it's always been in the Outer Bailey. But the Inner Bailey is just, it's just going to be perfect for it. Just a perfect setting.
It's going to be great, absolutely. Yeah. What else is going to... Give me a flavour of what we can expect over the next 3 weeks then, because I know we've talked about comedy, we've talked about Macbeth and the carnival, which is obviously going to be really big on Saturday. But there's poetry, isn't there, and there's dancing.
There's poetry, there's dancing, there's music. On Saturday night, Lucas D and the Groove Ghetto are playing at the Brewery. Oh, gosh, they're a brilliant band. Six-piece... six-piece of sort of soul funk band, and they're incredible. Cat Davis singing. We've had them here a few times before. Is one of those that just makes you feel that you've got to get up and dance, and everybody does, and they're terrific. Cat's got fantastic personality, fantastic voice. So yeah, that's another choice for Saturday night. Everything covered there. We've got some theatre as well at the Rose and Crown upstairs in the room above the Rose and Crown. We've got Ant Stone doing his play called Love Cat, which is sort of comedy but with a bit of grit as well, and that's just 1 hour long. So there's lots of things like that as well during the festival. Lots of theatre, comedy. Haroon Mushod on Sunday playing, doing his show called Why I Don't Talk to People About Terrorism, which again is going to be quite gritty but very funny, very poignant, very interesting. And he's at 4 o'clock at the Chiang Tai on Sunday. Also on Sunday we've got workshops for children. We've got a comic art workshop with Kev F. Sutherland. And Kev, he's one of the main artists over the years. He was drawn for Beano, for Doctor Who, Judge Dredd. So he's a really well-known comic artist. And he's at the Women's Centre on Sunday afternoon between 1:30 and 3:30. And he also brings the Eurovision Sock Contest with the Scottish Falsetto Sock Puppets on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock.
That sounds quite good, Anita.
That's fun. That is fun. That's a really big, popular... I mean, anyone who's ever been to Edinburgh will probably have seen the Scottish Falsetto Sock Puppets. They're totally ridiculous, but very, very funny. And he's just... Well, he didn't get through, but he's just been on Britain's Got Talent with them.
There's a lot of events going on, obviously. I counted on the search. There's 79 popped up on the search. Is that about right? How many have we got in total? Do you know? Or was it too many to count?
I mean, that's the main ones. But, of course, there's lots of other events that go on throughout the festival as well. And other things within events, like over the weekends, you know, if we've got the big sing, we've also got other performers, we've got dancers, we've got other musicians and that. So lots and lots of things happening over the weekends as well. We've got the Green Festival. On Sunday, we've got the Festival of the Forest. We've got poetry at the Castle Bookshop, and we've got book readings and book signings throughout. Lots of poetry in party frocks or party dresses at the Chiang Tai. Oh my gosh, yeah. I think, you know, just go to our website, www.ludlowfringe.co.uk, and just have a look at the variety of things that we've got there.
And the great thing about it is, Anita, I think for me, is that some events are free and they're not expensive, because the tickets kind of range as well from, say, £5 to £20, don't they, on average?
Yes, and from free to 5 to 20, yes. And that's the nice thing, is it gives a full range. And, I mean, one of the ethos of Fringe is to give everyone an opportunity to perform. So sometimes these are people that are just trying something out, you know, and they're looking to just get an audience. And, I mean, obviously they've practiced. They're not just – they're interested. They're going to be fun. But yes, go and see something for free by perhaps somebody who's touring their show en route to Edinburgh, just trying to get it right.
Yeah,
you know, they want to get it right. Just have an audience in front of them before they take it to Edinburgh.
You mentioned Edinburgh because, I mean, obviously it's big and it's well known, but Ludlow Fringe Festival now is also becoming one of them dates on the calendar that many people are marking off at the beginning of the year or year to year, and they're visiting Ludlow to watch this. So I guess this is a big boost for Ludlow in terms of business and tourism as well.
Well, that was the intention, so let's hope so.
Yeah.
And we still want to grow it as well, you know. But yes, we've got a really good reputation now amongst the fringe circuit. We get internet, well, maybe less so now because of COVID, but we were starting to get a very good international artists from all over the world really starting to come. We have got Spanish performers here yet this year, Daniel Martinez Flamenco. Because we work with the World Fringe Network, so all the fringes actually have a network, and there's 250 of us worldwide who are recognised. Actually, in the UK, obviously, Edinburgh is the biggest in the world. Brighton is the second biggest in the UK. And, we're sort of fast getting up that ladder there. We were actually seen as like the fifth, sixth on the UK touring circuit now. So,
which is really good for Shropshire.
I think so, considering we're just a 10,500 people-sized town. You know, but it's such a beautiful town. It's so welcoming and, you know, it's so beautiful around us. There's lots of things to do. All, you know, during the day, beautiful walks to have a look around the medieval market town. And yeah, so we've got everything.
It's going to be good. Now, people come along to these events, but I don't think they sometimes realise just how much work goes into putting on even a one-day event. And this is a three-week event. So how much work do you put into it? And is it all-consuming in your life?
Yes.
I knew you were going to say that because, you know, I've been involved in events in the past, but this is way bigger than anything I've ever been involved in. So when do you start planning? Is it literally going to be at the end of this one, the next day you start planning again?
Already started.
Have you?
Yeah, already started. I mean, it's a conversation that goes on all the time. We're always looking to expand and to grow and to work with more. We collaborate pretty much with everybody in the town. You know, all the churches, the community groups, the pubs, the cafes, we're happy to work with everybody. You know, the town council, the Chamber of Trade and Commerce, local businesses. So last night we did a shop window trail. We went and gorilla painted all of the windows in the town with a vine. And they've done that as part of a sponsorship for us as well. And it's also sponsored by the Chamber of Trade. So all the time we're planning to work, you know, with more people to develop it. And yes, it does take quite a lot of conversations.
It does, but then it results in an event that you've got put on, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. 3 weeks of complete entertainment and fun at Ludlow Fringe Festival. And if people do want to find out more, the website address again is ludlowfringe.co.uk. They can book tickets on there, which is highly recommended, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. We have got the box office. I've just dashed back from the box office now. We've just set it up in the square. But obviously, you know, make sure it doesn't sell out is get your tickets now.
Definitely. ludlowfringe.co.uk. Anita, thank you very much for taking time out today in your busy schedule to have a chat to us at Shropshire Live.
Shropshire Live.